to Deuteronomy with me. And we're going to be reading a verse of scripture there. If I had a title, it would be Embraced by God or A Hug from God. How many likes hugs? We're going to talk about that tonight. Everybody, please stand if you would. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20. I almost said 20, verse 10, but it's chapter 10, verse 20. Please turn there. Remember those that are sick. I miss them not being here with us and not being around all of them. And just pray that God's will be done and God could heal. God could touch. But I love him. I love what he's done for me. How he has called me into ministry, just as he's called you into your ministry. What a joy it is to be able to serve the Lord supernaturally and to give back something of what he's given to us. We'll never give enough, but we can enjoy giving. So tonight, let's read the verse that you're there. Verse 20, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave. And swear by his name. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. And we pray, God, that you'd have your way tonight. Lord, as we slow down and as we look at your word. And Father, how that we can apply it to our lives to be all that we can be. To bring glory to you. But Father, to please you. To love you. Father, we pray that you would bless the relationship that we have. Mine to you and these to you. That God, your will be done in our lives. That, Lord, we could bring you glory. And that, Lord, we simply love you as you've loved us. Have your way now. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. Amen. Now, you may be seated. Now, I want to preach on one word tonight. And that word is cleave. Now, cleave is a wonderful word. It's a Hebrew word called devek. Devek, D-E-V-E-K. Say that with me. Devek. And we need to understand it's a wonderful word. It means to cleave, yes, but it literally means to embrace or to hug. And God is saying here that he likes to be hugged. Now, it doesn't mean to be clinging to a rock or to a tree in the midst of the storm to keep from being blown away. It doesn't mean that at all. What it means is it's an expression of love, an expression that we give to God that we love him. That we give him a hug, literally, an embrace, a hug. The Bible says here, you shall fear the Lord, you shall serve him, and you shall hug him. Now, rabbinic literature, or Jewish literature, the ones that the sages wrote, they talked about this word, devek. And they said it's a deep and a high stage of spiritual maturity. They went on to say that it has and causes a disciple to attach themselves to God and lose their singularity or lose their singleness, that they not become one with God. And we need to understand, I hope that you got that. See, God wants to enjoy you. And he wants you to enjoy him. And he said, I want you to give me a hug. I want you to hug me. I want you to have something to do with me. God is saying to you and I in these verses and in the verses of the Word of God and in all that he done in the Old and New Testament, he is saying, listen, I want you to have a relationship with me. I want you to be close to me. I want you to hug me. You ever thought about hugging God? Well, God's hugging you. And he wants a relationship with you. He wants a hug from you. Now, the Orthodox Jew, and I saw a bunch of them when I was in Israel, and they would stay at the wall, the Wailing Wall, and they would be hundreds of them there. They'd be dressed in their black. They'd have their beards. They'd have their hat on. They would be honoring the Lord. And they would pray for hours. I got to talk to a couple of them, and they were very willing to talk. They wanted to give glory to God, to the coming Messiah. We know he's came already. And I'd ask them, I said, well, how long do you stay here? He said, oh, the ones that are closest to God, they'll stay all day and all night. And I said, that's a long time to pray. He said, they're not praying, they're reciting the Word of God. They're talking to God, but he said they're cleaving to God. And that's what caused me to look this verse up and this word up, cleave. And I did a study on it and understood it, and I understood more about God and his relationship to me than I ever had in my life. See, a lot of them, they would pray there at the Wailing Wall for 10, 11, 12 hours, and then they'd go learn some more word. Now, they could quote the five books of Moses word for word, and that was part of what they did, but they would learn many other books. And in their prayer, in their praise to God, in their embracing of God, and God embracing them, they would quote his word back to him. And they would love him. And some of them that you saw there, they would be tears flowing from their faces. And because they was really enjoying the hug from their God. And it was special to them. It was special to receive a hug from them. See, the do's and don'ts of the law to them were not things that they had to do. They were opportunities that would bring them closer to God. They were opportunities that in doing them and memorizing them and meditating on them that they would begin to hug God and God would hug them. How do you view the Word of God? Do you view it as an instrument of teaching you that you want to learn information and you take it in and it blesses you? Or is the Word of God something that draws you to Him? It helps you embrace him, hug him. And see, that's what the Bible is talking about. David said it in Psalms 1 and 2. He said this, but the delight, your delight, thy delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth you meditate day and night. And it was not words that was spoken of as something I had to do. The psalmist there spoke of it as it's my delight. I've got a little granddaughter I don't talk about a lot. I don't get to see her as much as Ellie. Ellie's six. Ollie, and buddy, believe me, I call Ellie Ollie and Ollie Ellie most of the time. But I'll get to go see, and we try to see Ollie at least two or three times a month. Hopefully we get to that often. And she can't wait to get there. And buddy, you're talking about wore out. I get my exercise with her. Come on, Papa. Go to my bedroom. Or come here, Papa. I want you to ride this, and I want you to be this. Now, I'll call her about every day. I'll call her and talk to her a few seconds or a few minutes. And when I talk to her, she puts me in her basket on her bicycle, and me and her go riding together. And I can just see her face above me, you know. She's so in the phone because we're doing FaceTime, and it's a joy. But I said all that to say this. We have to say bye, and she doesn't like that. We have a good time together, but as soon as we say, well, we've got to go, Ollie, she goes to her mom. She won't hug us. She won't do anything. We hurt her feelings. Why do you have to go? She don't understand. But about 2 months ago, I learned something about Ollie that I do now every time. That if me and Donna can go out to the car and we say goodbye, she won't hug us. She won't do anything with us. And boy, I want that last hug. But if I go to the car, she'll go to the wind, and I'll wave at the wind, and I'll just do like this, and she'll just look down, and I know now, if I go back to the door, open the door, and say, Ollie, I need a hug, she will come running. I figured her out. And every grandparent in this building understands that is a sweet hug. She embraces me, and I embrace her. And that's what it's all about. That is exactly what God is talking about here. He is talking about you and I hugging each other, enjoying each other, being intimate with each other. See, God here in verse 20 is not talking about clinging as a parasite will to you or as a leech will to you. Not at all. No. He's not talking about that at all. Not at all. He's talking about the verse where in James 4 and 8 where God says, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. He is telling you and I to embrace him, to draw nigh to him. See, the VEC is not a group hug. It's an individual hug between me and God, between you and God. It's something that is done uniquely among us. Because God said we need to do that. And God gives us his full and undivided attention when we do that. Say the words with me, omnipresent, omnipresent. See, that is what God is talking about here, and we need to understand this thing called omnipresent to understand the hugs that God gives to us individually. See, omnipresent simply means that God doesn't live within time or space. He lives outside of time or space. He's everywhere at all times. Because God can do that, God can hug and love each of us and bless us as those things. See, he can walk through time as easily as you and I walk through air. We do that every day. Brother Roger did tonight as he got down. He's walking through air. I walked through air coming up here. I didn't even notice it. God can move through time the same way. See, that's how God can be with you every minute and every second of every day. And then God can walk through time and be with me every minute and every second of the day, because time is not nothing to God. He's with us all the time. He's with me all the time. He is with you all the time. That is the full meaning of omnipresent. Somebody said, well, how can God hear my prayer and hear your prayer too? Well, he's God. He's omnipresent. He's with me all the time. He's with you all the time. That is how that God, through the Spirit of the Lord, indwells every believer. He's omnipresent. He's with you now. See, when we break up, he'll be with me tomorrow, and he'll be with you tomorrow. And by the way, he expects a hug in the morning before you go to work. And he wants to hug you back. He wants to give you a duvet. See, that is what God is talking about here. We can understand it a little more when we go to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24. If you'd like to go there, you've read the verse. We say it at every marriage, nearly. But it's a wonderful verse, and it uses the same word, devek, to cleave, to cleave. And it says this in verse 24 of Genesis 2, therefore, are you there yet? I'll give you time. In verse 24, chapter 2 of Genesis, if you go to the front of the book that says the Holy Bible, you went too far. Go forward. Verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall, say that word with me, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. That is what devek means. You remember when you hugged? That husband or that wife, and they pronounced you man and wife, and oh my goodness, you were made one supernaturally. God is saying that's exactly how I want to be with you throughout your Christian life. I want to cleave, devek. I want to embrace you. You embrace me. For you to hug me and me to hug you, and I like that. You know how we usually come to God? We come to God, but Lord, give me this and give me that, or help me here and help me there. Help me to do all of those things. But God doesn't like that at all. How would you husbands, your wives, like your husband or wife to come to you and say, I need you to do this for me. I need you to get me this. I need you to help me with this. And that's okay. But don't you understand? You need a hug in between all that. This morning, Donna didn't feel good at all, and I know she didn't, but I told her not to, but she did. She got up and got my clothes ready, and she said, I'm going back to bed. She started to leave. I said, well, wait a minute. Most important thing here. I said, I want a hug. And I got a hug. That's the most important thing to God. See, God wants a hug. Over and over in the Word of God, we see that. We see it in the garden. Why did God come down every evening to walk in the garden? Why did he tell us that? He came down to walk with them, to fellowship with them. And the very wording there in the Hebrew means that they became one as they walked. Why did he do those things? Why did he give us the Holy Spirit when he died and came back alive? And he said, I've got to go to the Father, but I won't leave you comfortless. I won't leave you alone. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to not only be with you, to be in you, to to hug you from the inside out and from the outside in. A hug. I love a hug. I've told the people here, men, you know, the Bible says to greet the brothers with a brotherly hug or a brotherly kiss. And within that's the hug. It's all right to hug. Don't want the kisses. You know, don't want those. And I won't go where somebody here done that to me one time. I just don't like to. Anyway, God is saying, I want you to kiss. I want you to hug me. I want you to cleave unto me, and I'll cleave unto you. And it's something that is wonderful. Now, he said here, to fear the Lord, to serve the Lord. And then it said to give him a hug. How do you get to the heart of a person? You get to the heart of a person by loving them, by showing it. The Bible tells you and I in Matthew to love the Lord, for you and I, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And that is what we do to him. We know that, but look at how many times that God said that he loved us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The Bible tells us in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love to us. He tells us in 1 John 4:8 that God is love. In 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his Son a propitiation for our sins. Ephesians 2:14, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Matthew 23:37, how often, he said, speaking to Israel, would I have gathered you as a hen gathereth her children? And the Bible says there that they would not. But he said, I would have gathered you under my wings. What's that speaking of? That's a protective hug. And that is how God loves us. We're to love him. But yes, he loves us already. We love him because he loved us. As a little girl in Sunday school, her name was Amy. She was 4 years old. And she went back into her Sunday school after the service was over. And she stayed in there for about 10 minutes. And she come out, and one of the assistant teachers saw her. And she said, Amy, what were you doing? She said, I was praying. She wondered, you know, is there something I need to help her pray with? And to help her with, and she said, well, Amy, what were you praying about? Oh, she said, I was just loving God. That's what prayer is about, isn't it? Isn't that what it's all about? We transcend the law and the prophets. All that has been written, all that has been done is fulfilled in us loving him. And in that love, if we truly love, see, the more you love God, the more you want to hug him. And the more you want to hug him, the more he hugs you. Draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you. He's already proved his love. And the Bible says here that we're to cleave, that we're to come together in those things that God has called us to do. How do we do that? Number one, we do that through genuine study of the Word of God. I say genuine. There's a lot of people study the Bible and they read the Bible to find out information, to find out how to argue a point. They read the Bible to find out stuff about the Bible and stuff about the things of the Bible, but they do it for wrong reasons. Maybe to gain a promise that they can use and beg God or claim before God to obligate God in something that God should do for them. That's not Bible study at all. The Bible says this. He said in 1 Timothy 2:8, Paul said, I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without wrath or doubting. How do we do that? How do we pray? What is the foundation of our prayer? It is the Word of God. And in the Word of God, we understand that this study and this meditating on the law of God is our opportunity to enter into a devak with God, a hug, an embrace with God. That's what it's all about. That's all it's about. And when we read and study the Word of God or go to church or pray, A lot of people see that as a family obligation. They see it as something that they got to do to please God, to get something from God. They're faithful to the house of God. That's they're obligated. I had a man tell me 2 weeks ago, I said, why do you go to church? Because he wasn't saved. He said, I'm obligated. He said, God will see that and he will honor that and I'll get to go. I said, no, it's not about a work of righteousness. It's about the righteous one that we accept into our hearts. And after we accept him, he wants us to hug us, hug him, that he might hug us. See, all the other stuff is good. It doesn't get you to heaven. Hugging God doesn't get you to heaven. Only the death, burial, and resurrection, a belief in that, an acceptance of what Jesus did that you couldn't do, that he died for your sins, that's what gets you in heaven, believing in that. But all the rest is about the hug. You need to understand that. It's not about knowing more about God. You know more about God and you want to know more about the law of God and the word of God that you might love him. We forget that in the day and the age that we do. And we do this and we do that and we do good works and we do works of righteousness and we do all of that. But God is not interested in that. He appreciates it. And not one work from God will return void. We know that. But he wants your relationship. God really loves you. And he really wants you to love him. And that humbles me. It humbles me. Donna, she won a lot of stuff in school. Very popular. I didn't win anything. I was the most backward, shy person you ever met in your life. Arguably the most handsome, of course. But no, I wasn't at all. And you know that by looking now. But she did all. And I couldn't even ask her out on a date. I couldn't even ask her to go. I got asked to go to an alumni game, basketball alumni game, to play in it. And I looked over and I said, there's some others going with me. Do you want to go? And I didn't think she'd sit by me, but she sat by me in the car. I was 17, or excuse me, I just graduated. I was 17, but I turned 18 after I graduated. And we was going to that alumni game, and I played. And we all rode home together. And you know, men, go back. Remember? I dreamed all night because I was a nobody. And who was I to do that? And I'm just being honest with you. Multiply that billions of times. And God said, I love you, Rudy. I've never got over that. And I don't want to get over that. And he loves me, the unlovable, the one that can do nothing without him. And he loves you. My goodness. And it doesn't matter how good or bad you are. It doesn't matter what you do or don't do. I love you because he loves you. He looks past our failures, past everything. And he says, I love you. And as I say, I like to think a lot. I wonder what picture he has of me on his refrigerator door. That as he passes by, he says, that's my son right there. And what kind of picture does he have of you on his? Because he has one. Why wouldn't I want to hug him? Why wouldn't I want to love him? See, we have a discipleship classes, and I'm sure many of you, you read the Word of God, and that's wonderful that you do, and you study, and you do all of that. But the most important part of all of that is not learning the Word. It is learning the author of the Word. See, that's what God is talking about here. We study the Word of God. Yes, how do we hug him? We study the Word of God. Why? To find out more about him? No, to find out more about him that we might have a relationship with him. See, Donna, she changes every 2 months. Dale, it's awful. Every 2 months, I got a new woman, you know, kind of. And have to relearn and redo and all of that. But the Bible told me to grow with my wife, to understand her, to know her. And as I know her, I can fulfill her needs and I can hug her and love her. God said the same thing between me and him in our relationship. Paul said that I may know him. That was his desire. Paul wanted to know him so that he might hug him, so that he might worship him. But I've got to hurry. I go back. But we need to understand that our study needs to focus not on the Word of God. It needs to focus on the God of the Word. That we don't read it for information. We read it to be transformed into His image, to be like Him, to embrace Him. And that's what it's all about. It's about knowing Him, loving Him, hugging Him, because He's hugging us. But not only that, not only genuine study of the Word of God, but genuine prayer, the prayer of a righteous man or woman. Sincere prayer of a righteous man or woman, the Bible says, availeth much. But notice what the Word said. I read it earlier. It says in 1 Timothy, I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without wrath or doubting. Everything we do in prayer, we do it unto God to glorify God. You know what prayer is? The Webster's Dictionary says prayer is an expression of thanks to God. That's what prayer is. Prayer is not saying, God, give me, or God, help me. No, that's prayer, but that's a small part of prayer. Even that we do with thanksgiving. It's an expression of thanks to God. And we're saying, God, thank you for all that you did, all that you've done, all that you're doing. And that's what we do unto the Lord. As a little girl, we just love Jesus. We love His Word. But we love Him more. We love to talk with Him, but we love to be with Him more. Don and I, when we first got married, when we first started seeing each other and saying hi, I didn't get to see her. Her dad was awful. Awful. But I got to talk 30 minutes a night with her. Got to see her one time. Samantha, you'll learn from that, if you will. But anyway, I that's all. But buddy, those times were important. But I would give all 6 nights of 30 minutes each talking to her on the phone to one 30-minute session of holding her hand face to face. You know what I mean. I can't stand a text today. I do a lot. But I'd rather talk to you. And see, God had rather be in your presence and you be in His. Not only genuine study of the Word of God and genuine prayer, but genuine worship of God. See, that's what it's about. He said again, I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands. Now, it doesn't matter if you lift up holy hands. It doesn't matter if you kneel on your knees before Him or fall prostrate. You need to hug Him. You need to love Him. You need to embrace Him. Let Him embrace you. The greatest times of my ministry in my life over and over again is the times that I spend with God. Now, it may be the Word that takes me to Him. It may be prayer that takes me to Him. Or it may be me stepping back and getting my mind clear that takes me to Him. But God, I love to hug you. And I love to be hugged of God, don't you? There's nothing like that presence and that worship of the Lord. For us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and for Him to love us back the same way. That's what it's about. Oh, I urge you, read the Bible, yes. Study the Bible, yes. But all you're doing that for is to learn about Him. That's it. It's all about Him. That was where the delight was found by the psalmist. That is where Adam and Eve got their help, was from Him, Him alone. And if we'll understand that, and we'll bless, God will bless us with that. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians, to pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. These things can never be done too much. And when you and I pray, we're quoting the Bible, yes, but we're quoting it to our God. We're quoting it to our groom. And we're saying, God, we love you and we embrace you. We love you. A little boy entered the family room after dinner, and he saw his dad sitting over in the corner. His dad had worked hard all day, and he was very tired, and he was in a recliner, and he had the newspaper open in front of him, and the little boy went over and had not seen dad all day, and he went over, and he got by his side, and he nudged him. He said, Daddy, Daddy. And his dad looked over and said, Son, what do you want? He said, Daddy, I love you. And his dad said, I love you too, son. Went back to his newspaper. The little boy, he wasn't through. And he went on the other side of the recliner and he said, Daddy, Daddy. With a little bit of impatience, not much, but a little bit of impatience, he was very tired. He looked at his son and he said, Honey, what do you want? I love you, Daddy. I love you too, son. And he went back to reading his paper. All of a sudden, bursting through that newspaper was that little boy. And he hugged his daddy with all of his might. And he said, Daddy, hug me. I love you. Oh, that is Devek. That is how you and I ought to be with our God. That is how you stay up when everything else is pulling you down. That is how you grow in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, is when you have a relationship that you can feel and that you know is real. And you hugging him and he's hugging you. That's what it's about. You say, Brother Rudy, I don't feel him. But you learn to hug him and you will. You learn to enjoy your relationship with him. Embraced by God. But you need to embrace him back. Let's pray. Father, help us to show in all the times and in all the ways of our life how much that we love you. And dear God, we can show you that. We can hug you in many different ways, not just the three I mentioned tonight. But in everything that we do as unto you, Lord. And when we do it in you and your name and to your glory, there cannot be but a hug that follows. And dear God, we pray that you would touch every person here in this building. The secret to the Christian life is this one thing. It's to love you with all of our heart. To give that expression in everything that we do. That we cling to you, that we love you, that we're given that expression, that devak, that hug, that embrace. And we give you praise. And Father, not only for you to us and us to you, but you told us to love one another the same way. And we pray, God, that you'd help us to do that. And physically, COVID has kind of separated us. Fear of getting sick has outweighed your protection over us to where we don't devek anymore. We don't hug anymore. Don't let us leave that and lose that. May you provide that love, that nourishment, that joy that comes when two of your children agree together and love each other and love you together. Have your way in our hearts, our life, our church. Dear God, we pray that you would help us, Lord, to use this word a lot. Help us to cling. Help us to devek. Help us to embrace. We give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. God bless you tonight. Now, sometimes I don't give an invitation. You know the altar's open. If you need prayer tonight,